Hello. Welcome Noumi Rapace and Valdemir Johansson to the Picture House podcast. And congratulations on a truly beautiful and mysterious film. Valdemir, can you tell me where and how the story came to you and what made you want to make the film?
It all started by I made like a mood book with sketches and paintings. And then my producers introduced me to Sean. And yeah, after that, we start working together and somehow create the story, you know, because it was more mood and the creature in the beginning. But then we have to, you know, find the story.
How interesting. So it came from the idea of the creature. And the story evolved around that. Is that right?
In the beginning, I only had just the mood and sheep farmers and, yeah, then Atta.
Okay. And so, Noumi, what can you tell me about what drew you to the story and to playing Maria?
That specific mood board or his book of images that he brought to my house here in London, with a script and a book of poems from Sean. That little package was just, it felt like the greatest gift given to me. And then we started, I mean, I said yes pretty much immediately. And then you and me started talking and building Maria. And it just felt like we were on a journey together and searching and discovering things.
Wow, it feels very magical right from the start. And in the actual film, it's set in a very firm, solid, visceral farming situation and becomes gradually quite magical. Can you tell me about bringing those two elements together, Valdemir?
For the location, we were looking for the location for, we drove two times around Iceland and we are just trying to find some place that we could...
He knew exactly what he wanted. Basically, he made a little clay house of the farm and he was looking for the real farm that would match the clay house, right?
Yeah. But, we didn't find... I think there is no...
You have to give up on that one, yeah.
But we found another one that was perfect for it. And because it was so isolated and nobody had lived there for 20 years. So we knew that we could somehow create our own world, you know. We could control everything, what was in it. And, you know, because I knew that we were never going far away from it, you know, because...
Everything was really real. I mean, that element you're talking about, it was on the day we were shooting with babies and lambs and we were switching and Atta was kind of there, but she was like, it was almost like we merged those two, human and Nam, into one on the day. And that was the only thing that was not real, but she was real. So I think we didn't really think about the supernatural and that. It felt like we were doing a family story. We were telling a story about a family, you know?
Absolutely. Yes, that's what I was intrigued by, the magical realism, if you like, you know, and the combination of the two things. So, I mean, Noumi, can you tell me about the shoot? It looked very physical, as well as being truly magical, with actual lambing. Was that actually happening for you?
It was very much happening, yes. And it was my first day of filming.
Doing that and driving the tractor. Yeah. I think that was the first shooting day.
Yeah, it was. He was like right out in the field. And then I was like waiting in my trailer for them to come and get me when it was like a lamb coming and it was like got the knock and I was like running down to the barn and like roll camera and then you see this little head coming out and I was like, I guess it's happening. There's like no time to hesitate. You just like gotta do it. But it's also, I think that set the tone for the movie. Mm-hmm. I mean, we were just like, we arrived and there was no looking back and there was no, it felt like the outside world just faded. And we were just like, I felt like I was drowning and I found myself underwater. And then I realized I can actually swim underwater. I can breathe underwater. It was like we had our own universe, sort of.
I think we were extremely lucky with this location because somehow we could shoot like 360 and we could shoot out
like
of every window.
It was like an hour drive to the nearest gas station.
Yeah.
No phones working, you know, you were like, you just said goodbye to civilization and hello to lambs.
Oh, wonderful. And I was very struck by obviously the very sparse dialogue, but your wonderful relationship with Ingvar, Mimi, it was very instinctive. Can you talk to me about working with such little dialogue?
You think it's a lot. You think it's a little bit too much dialogue.
Yeah, we were talking about
that. Yeah, it's a little bit too much, according to him. But like, for me as an actress, I always want to take out dialogue. I always feel like it's too heavy. We don't need to say it. We can act it. We can live it. So to be given this script with Sean's and Valdemar's very precise dialogue, it just felt like I can surf on this. It's all here and I don't need to remove or add. And me and my husband, Ingvar, we had this immediate kind of chemistry when we met. It was like between two actors. And when we met, we just felt it. You know, it's like, it feels like I know him. And I feel like we have history. And we didn't really talk much. It was this...
No, I was talking to you and talking to him. Yeah. But, somehow it was just... I felt that everybody knew how it should be somehow.
It's like, it was interesting. I felt like we kind of all tapped into our inner kind of animal, sort of more primal side. And then it's like, it's about energies and chemistry and like pheromones and hormones and stuff. And then you start communicating in a way that is way above and underneath words. You know what I mean? So it's like, I felt like we were communicating with the animals and the humans kind of in a similar way.
Yes, it becomes an energy rather than anything spoken.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. I so enjoyed the sparse dialogue. As far as I'm concerned, it was sparse because it made me hungry to hear.
I agree with you. It is sparse. Yeah.
So I loved when Peter arrived and he sort of shattered this whole world that had been set up. And I wondered, he had an air of the wolf. Was that something that you had discussed for his character, or is that just something that I've picked out?
He was just, I think it was just like that in the script. And, he was so needed, after the first chapter, to ask all the questions that the audience were probably thinking about. And
but he has a bit of a wolfish danger to him, right? He's a bit of a bad
boy.
He's
a bit of threat, to this, new, beautiful...
He's a direct threat against the happiness, the newfound happiness that is Ada.
But at some point, he is also a part of it, for a short while.
Yeah.
Yes, he kind of, he became, what's the word I'm looking for, complicit in the fairy tale that he's witnessing. But for me, I wondered if he was going to be the wolf that ate the lamb and obviously, there is...
I mean, maybe he did because, the fact that I left to bring him, to take him to the bus stop, to send him off, that also opened the door for disaster.
Yes, indeed. And I wanted to discuss the special effects around Ada. Is that, without doing any spoilers, is that possible to discuss that, Valdemar? Are you happy to talk about how Ada was created?
Yeah, we were working with 10 children, four lamps and puppets. And we have to do all the scenes that with Ada. We have to use all of these elements. We start with puppets, then we did it with children, and then...
Required a lot of patience.
Yeah, and then lamps. So, you felt that she was there, somehow, but took a lot of time.
Yeah, for me, it felt like the ultimate in anthropomorphization in a human child and seeing so much in the lamb's face of cognition. And were you inviting the audience to make up their own minds in a way, or did you very much picture what was going on in Ada's face?
Sometimes I feel that I think it's hard for the audience to tell if it's a real lamp or not, in which scene. But sometimes when it's not, I can see that, when the children were doing the scene, that it's very similar,
The facial expressions.
Yeah.
But I would say that you very much want the audience to have their own opinion and to live in their own kind of feelings. You're not manipulating so much. You're kind of giving them an option, like options,
yeah,
right?
It's the same that we do with all the animals in the film, you know.
Yeah.
You probably have read into their mind, you know, what they are thinking about. Mm. And so I think it's...
I mean, every time someone asks you, like, what do you think the movie's about? You're like, what do you think it's about? And, like, you kind of don't want the... You say, like, people shouldn't see the trailers. They should just watch it. So
yeah.
you kind of want people to have their own very personal take on it, right?
Yeah.
So what do you think the movie's about then? Mimi, what conclusion you came to?
I don't know. You know, there are so many that, you know, yeah, like Numi is saying that, you know, I think you should just make your own version of it. You know,
he's not going to give you the answer. Many tried.
Numi, you tell me what you think.
Oh, I think it's a family story. I think it's a family drama. And it's for me... I'd say that it's about motherhood and healing and being parents and finding a way back to life, even though you lost the one thing that is you can't live without, which is your child. So in that way, I think it has such a beautiful simplicity to it. And there's just one little thing that is kind of not really normal, maybe. 'Cause the way you tell this story... It really allows, there's so many things going on underneath. It's almost like a volcano and you can see just a little bit of smoke or just a little bit of, you know, lava coming out. And you realize like, wow, there's a whole like fire field. There's like a bomb going on underneath. And I feel like that's the energy in the, like a lot of the scenes.
Mm-hmm.
I would say it's a family tragedy.
Yeah, and a hope. I mean, for me, I felt it was a meditation on grief amongst other many layers, you know, like our relationship with nature and what, even though you might feel you've done nothing wrong, you're part of the story, mm-hmm. you know, that has created these monsters in nature and that are beyond our ken, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I thought it was really, really interesting. And I love that I've been thinking about it for days.
Oh, wow.
That's good.
Thank you. That makes me really happy.
Yes, and pondering. Now that, so I want to ask this very quickly. I was very struck with sleep in the film, and I wondered, is sleep of particular significance? Like Ada sleeps a lot, and when Maria goes to sleep, you see her eyes fluttering, and then Ingvar has sleeps at the end. And is that just me, or was sleep of significance?
At one point I felt that, you know, we were spending most of the time, you know, when we were shooting, you know, just... in the bedroom, you know, so
like this endless waiting game for the lambs or the kids to fall asleep, and the whole team is waiting outside, and then they call us in, and it's like, finally the lamb is sleeping, and then you know, they hand over the lamb to me and like, okay, roll camera, and then it's like action, and then as soon as the camera is rolling and he's called action or whispered action, then the lamb is like, bah! I was like, everyone out again. Let's start again. It was like endless, like catching sleep.
Well, for me, I felt I was being invited in and out of a dreamscape. Is it dreaming? Is it real? What's going on? You know, that's how I took it.
Yeah, but also this period, you know, this lamping period.
Yeah.
It is like...
It's like insomnia, like they don't really...
Because, you know, you have to be up almost...
There's like one person waiting in the barn, like kind of... keep watching the sheep and seeing when they're ready. And so you kind of, you take turns in sleeping. And also doing this time in Iceland, you know.
Yeah, it's a daylight, you know, always daylight.
Which drives you slightly insane because your body doesn't know. You start like drifting and he's like, is this real? Am I like seeing things?
And it's over like 6 weeks, you know, this period. So, yeah.
I wonder how much it actually affects people, how many weird things that would happen during those 6 weeks.
Well, it would definitely contribute, without a doubt. So thank you so much for talking to us today. I really enjoyed it and I loved the film. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Have a good day. Ciao.